For students in Moore, Oklahoma, it's not just new backpacks and pencils this year. For many, it's entirely new schools and homes. A tornado ripped through the community nearly 3 months ago. It destroyed two schools, killed 7 students and 18 other people in the city. And tomorrow, students return to class. Rachel Hubbard of member station KOSU checks in with Moore to see how the community is doing.
The lobby of Emmaus Baptist Church is controlled chaos. Boxes of books, computers, gym equipment pile up to be distributed as it becomes the temporary Briarwood Elementary School. Teachers, volunteers, students are everywhere. And in the middle of it all is Chris Combs. She's been the school secretary for 20 years, and she knows the answers to all the questions.
What time does this start now? Where's this going to be at now? You know, what time's lunch? How are they going to do lunch?
At least she used to know all the answers. Cheering on teachers, encouraging students, Chris Combs is one of the school's biggest boosters. But when the tornado ripped through the Briarwood neighborhood, it literally turned her life upside down. Her neighborhood was demolished. But there was no time to focus on her losses. So she started working, and she hasn't stopped.
I cannot sit still, that I have to be going all the time. I've not watched probably more than maybe 10 hours of TV the entire summer. I can't focus on it.
When you live and work in an obliterated neighborhood, there's really no escape. Combs used to watch the trees blowing in the breeze from her bedroom window, but those trees are gone. So she keeps the blinds closed to shut out the constant reminders of destruction. It's bizarre and it's ugly, but it's still home.
Every day, like I just drove through there at lunch, you know, I stopped at my mailbox and I thought, I just get depressed. I look at it and it's depressing. And I think, I don't want to live here anymore. But my kids grew up in my house.
When you drive through, it does seem overwhelming. As the city moves into long-term recovery, the armies of volunteers have given way to heavy machinery, removing the final piles of debris. Now, the only thing that's left is the Oklahoma red dirt and a few trees that look like chewed-up toothpicks. For a moment, it seems hopeless. But then you talk to Moore City Manager Steve Eady. He's been through this recovery process twice.
Might look like a vast wasteland, but to us, it looks like opportunity ready to go.
And in many cases, that opportunity has started. Around 10% of the 1,000 homes and businesses destroyed have begun to rebuild or have the permits to do so. W.R. Moore already has the walls up on a house in the Plaza Towers neighborhood.
Before, the average home in here was worth about $90,000. Now, the average home will be worth probably $150,000, $160,000.
The area will also have 2 new elementary schools, this time with storm shelters. Some volunteers from around the country are still here, and every day there are moments of joy, like the first house being rebuilt for a 75-year-old widow.
To see that house coming up out of everything around it, still looking rather rough looking, it just reminded me of a little flower coming up out of an area of destruction.
City officials expect half the homeowners to rebuild. But these neighborhoods were filled with working-class people, many of whom were not well insured. Some can't afford to rebuild, even though they want to stay. In those cases, the city is working with FEMA and charities to try to help them return to Moore. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Hubbard in Oklahoma City.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.